This Sunday is called the Sunday of the Beatitudes because of the Gospel. There in the Gospel, Jesus revealed to us that the poor, the hungry, and those crying and suffering are in his heart. They are the chosen of his Father, and they will be rewarded. But what is the invitation of Jesus for us today? He wants to remind us the importance of knowing where do we put our trust and our hope. Where do we put our trust and our hope? Our trust and hope should be in the risen Lord, who is the foundation of our faith. As St. Paul said to the Corinthians, very clear, he said today, if Jesus has not resurrected, we are lost. But we know that he is alive, and he should be the reason of our hope and trust. Where is our trust? What do we trust more? Maybe our material possessions? Maybe our personal well-being, or sometimes some superficial pressure in our life? Maybe our professional and personal achievements or skills? Maybe we put our trust in our name and social reputation that we are very well known. Maybe in other persons, those that we live with, your couple, friends, family. We must know that we can trust Jesus at all times, that we may trust God at all times. But especially when we felt that there is no way out of our problems, our addictions, vices of personal or familiar difficulties, or health problems or age limitations, when we felt drowned and in despair, when we think that is the end of our life, or the end of our relationship with somebody, or with our family, our community, or even our own projects. That can happen to anybody. To the point that can bring us to depression and despair. But the gospel today and the word of God want us to be sure that he is there and that he will help us to face those difficulties. He may not solve the problems. No, you are the one. We are the one solving the problems. But he can give us the strength to do it. He can give us the strength to face those challenges in our life. As disciples of the risen Lord, and as we journey this Jubilee year that the Pope described as an opportunity to be renewed in hope, we must be people of hope. That is the big challenge today. That is the big invitation for all of us. To grow in our own trust in the Lord, but to be also witness of hope to others. in a world full of pain, suffering, death, hatred, racism, discrimination, individualism, hunger, and many other bad things, we must keep our faith that changes are possible. We must be committed in the defense of life. We must acknowledge that among those bad things, there are also signs of life. There are also signs of love and beauty. We must remember that we have a reason to hope. And that reason is our risen Lord, our Savior who conquered death. But our hope must be proactive. We cannot just sit and wait that things will happen. That is not a Christian attitude. We have to be on the move. As the Pope said at the letter of the proclamation of the Jubilee, he said, hope is born of love and based on the love springing from the pierced heart of Jesus upon the cross. Being born of love, it must be expressed and nurtured through love actions. And there are many things that we can do at our own level to promote hope and improve the quality of those around us. We can help those in need. We can give a hand to those in despair. We can practice and teach justice in our home and at work. We can defend and promote peace always, beginning by home, in our community, in our town, in the world. We can be peace workers. We can be committed in the defense of life and value life at all levels. We can also acknowledge the diversity of cultures and different languages around us. We can acknowledge that we are a multicultural and multilinguistic community. We can be open to welcome and appreciate those of different origin or nationality. We can build up bridges and no barriers in our community. We can be kind. We can be good. We can be merciful, generous, honest, and authentic with those that we have the opportunity to be related. Where is our hope? What can we do to promote hope and trust? Loving and merciful God, help us to put our trust in you and in your Son Jesus. Make of us witness of hope, living the Beatitudes in our daily life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.